理课堂听 class.com。
College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1.
Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi Sarah, what's up?
Oh, hi. I just got out of a history class.I had to give a presentation.
How did it go?
Terribly. I'm sure I made a fool of myself.
Why? Weren't you prepared?
No, it's not that. I just get so embarrassed and nervous whenever I have to speak in front of a group of people. I stand up, and my face gets red, and then I get even more nervous because I know everyone can see me blushing.
It's not so bad to blush.
But it happens all the time. If the professor asks a question and I know the answer, I'll blush like crazy if he calls on me. Doesn't that ever happen to you?
No, not really. Maybe you should try to forget about the people. Look at something else in the room, like the exit sign.
I guess I could try that, but I doubt that it'll help.
You know, we talked about this in psychology class. Blushing, even though it's involuntary...is more or less a learned behaviour.
What do you mean?
Oh, children hardly ever blush at all. And among adults, supposedly women blush more than men.
I wonder why.
I don't know, but I had a friend in high school, Brian Smith. It was really easy to make him blush. He turned red whenever a waitress would ask him for his order.
I'm not that bad. Well...I've got to get going for my next class. I'll talk to you later.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What was the woman's problem? Question 20. Why might looking at the exit sign help the woman? Question 21. What does the man say about children?Conversation 2. I have been studying too much and need a change, so I'm just making plans to go away during January break.
Really? Where are you going?
I'm planning to visit New Mexico.
My sister and I had a vacation there last year, and we had a great time.
Did you get into Albuquerque?
Sure, whenever we went skating.
Is it far from the mountains?
Not at all. Though Albuquerque is on the high plateaus, there are even higher mountains near it. Just half an hour away from the city, there is a snow-covered slope.
Well, as the mountains are just 30 minutes away, I guess I should take my ice skates and my skis.
Definitely.
I heard that the weather there is great.
It is. No humidity, moderate temperatures...But you do need to be careful about high altitude.
What should I do about that?
Oh, just take it easy for a few days. Don't go hiking up to the mountains or exercise too vigorously. Just do everything gradually.
I'm sure I will be fine, and I will let you know all about my trip when I come back.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.Question 22. What's the main purpose of the man's trip? Question 23. Why does the woman know so much about Albuquerque? Question 24. What can be inferred about the man? Question 25. According to the woman, what may cause the man the most problems in Albuquerque? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there's no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word: variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped out at me. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested three of the men, but the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car, but fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
Now the passage will be read again.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there's no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word: variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped out at me. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested three of the men. but the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car, but fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there's no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word, variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped out at me. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested three of the men, but the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car, but fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
This is the end of listening comprehension.